The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Thank God it's Friday!
Welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rashawn Blyden. If you'd like to participate, give us a call at the studio line, 323-835-1123. You can always visit politicalbombshow.cf and leave a message on our message board. We will be just talking about the news of the week. We like to do that on Fridays, or try to anyway. And I do look at different news feeds as far as from the conservatives and liberal feeds. And if I see anything that piques my interest, I will dive into it. So let's see what we got. Let's start with Breitbart News. Anything good in Breitbart News? Tim Tebow named to AA All-Star team. I don't know. I'm not really into sports and all, but I do like Tim Tebow as far as the way how he lived his life. But I'm not that interested in that story. What else we got here? Anything good? The UN says over 18 million to die of starvation in Yemen. Does anyone care about the UN? I don't. I wish we were never a part of them. They don't do anything. They really don't. All they do is take our money and we get nothing to show for it. So I say get out of the UN altogether. I don't know about you, but I say let them be by themselves. That's just my take on it. I'm sure Obama would love to be the leader of the world. Maybe he can be the leader of the UN. I'm sure he'd love that. Although he should be in jail, because I'm pretty sure he's behind all the corruption that went on. He was the head of the state. He had to have known what was going on. He had to have authorized some of this stuff. So he's not fooling anyone. He's definitely not fooling me. That's for sure. Ex-CNN producer Jim Acosta gives journalist bad name with MD shooting antics. What's this all about? Let's see. This one sounds interesting. I have a new news feed, so I'm trying to learn how to use it. It's better than trying to click through all the websites. You know, I have it all in one place. So let's see what we got here. Okay, I figured it out. That wasn't hard. Let's see here. Okay, yes, yes, yes. Proceed. Proceed. Get out of my way. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so let's read a little bit of this. A former CNN producer criticized White House correspondent Jim Acosta on Friday for blaming the deadly shooting at the Capitol Gaza, at the Capitol Gazette newspaper on President Trump. How in the blue moon could you blame the president for that? If anything, blame Maxine Waters. She's the one who blabbered her mouth. Blabber mouth?
You are a blabber mouth!
Couldn't have said it better myself. You are a blabber mouth, Maxine Waters. Out! Out! That's where she needs to be. Out of Washington, D.C. She's horrible. So, let's see. The president did tweet about the incident. He says, before going any further today, I want to address the horrific shooting that took place yesterday at the Capitol Gazette newspaper. By the way, the Gazette newspaper is a lot conservative, so I'm pretty sure it was some left-wing nut who probably heard Maxine blabbermouth and decided that they would take action. So I don't know why Big Mouth Acosta was trying to blame it on the president. It's ridiculous. These liberals just don't know how to shut their mouth. They really are blabbermouths. But, all right, let's go on to another story here. What is this? Fashion notes. Melania Trump struts in flower power pants. Okay. I'm sure she looks beautiful. She's a beautiful lady. Let's see. Okay, that's enough for that. Let's go to another feed here. Doctor on probation after exempting boy from vaccines. Okay, why did he exempt the boy from vaccine? Did the parents want to exempt? Let's see. It says here. California doctor critical of vaccine is punished for exempting 2-year-old boy from all childhood immunization. But did the parents want it, or did the doctor take it upon himself? That is my question. Let's read on. In a decision that could signal how California fierce vaccine debates will play out in the coming years, the Medical Board of California has ordered 35 months probation for Dr. Bob Sears, an Orange County pediatrician well known for being sympathetic to parents opposed to vaccines. So yeah, I'm guessing the parents didn't want it, and he was sympathetic to them. So I think it's unfair that he should be penalized for that. In 2016, the board threatened to revoke Sears' medical license for wrongly writing a doctor's note for a 2-year-old boy that exempted him from all childhood vaccinations. All right, yeah. I'm not surprised. It is California. Unbelievable. California is a joke. They really are a joke. Death in Hollywood sex dungeon. Death in Hollywood sex dungeon. What is going on here? This is why I love the Drudge Report. They get the best stories. I'm sorry. Breitbart just doesn't compare. Death in Hollywood sex dungeon. How a top agency executive's mummification ritual ended in tragedy. Interesting. For years, WME VP Skip Chassis has led an openly double life as a master in LA's BDSM community. I don't even know what that means. What is a BDSM? I don't know. But a role-playing encounter involving plastic wrap went horrifically wrong, leading to the demise of UCLA professor, whose partner speaks out for the first time. Well, I don't like UCLA in the first place, but I don't wish death upon anyone. I'm assuming he wrapped him up in this plastic and he probably suffocated. You pay, you play. That's what happens. Unbelievable. All right, enough of that. What else we have here? Gunman posted revenge tweets. Okay, let's see what this is about. I don't know about The Sun. It's just like a tabloid. Although the National Enquirer has been right about a story in the past. I don't remember which one exactly. But anyway, let's read this with cautious and extreme skepticism. Branded for death. Maryland shooting. Capital Gazette newsroom massacre. Gunman posted revenge tweets, marking enemies with chilling sacrifice symbols before killing 5 in Annapolis. Okay. Seems like my sugar gliders have awakened. I'm going to have to take a break and feed them. I'll be right back. Welcome back. So I'm looking at the piece of filth. He looks really evil. Very evil. Let's see here. So I guess the banner picture on the Twitter account showed the former U.S. Senator Barbara Mikulski and newspaper editor Thomas. And, what is this? Added that he's a effing nut job. And he became fixated with her. So he was a sick puppy. He really does look sick. Like really sick. And if Maxine Waters continues with her divisiveness and her craziness, she's gonna get more people like that coming out of the woodworks. That's what's gonna happen. It's a sad thing. She has no idea what the hell she's doing. She's just doesn't get it. She belongs in the nut house herself, though. She's a real nut. If you listen to my podcast, Mad Maxine Waters, I mean, there's plenty of evidence showing that she's definitely nuts as well. Okay, so what else we got here? I'm just thumbing through until I see something that catches my eye. Then I will say something. But if not, I'm just going to keep it going. Can Trump counter soaring gasoline prices? I don't know. California bans local tax. California bans local soda taxes. I don't drink soda anymore. It's not good for you anyway. You should stop drinking soda. You should try the science experiment I did as a kid. Take a penny and stick it in a can of Coke. I'm guessing you could do it with Pepsi or any cola. And then see what happens in the morning when you wake up. It's going to be shinier than a nickel. It's insane. And imagine what it's doing to your stomach, eating away at your dinner. You wonder why you have bleeding ulcers. Some people drink it like water. I haven't drank soda in years, and I'm not going back to soda either. Let's see. Flying brain blast off on cargo ship towards space station. Flying brain? Let's dive into this. It's a flying brain? Huh. What is this? Tampa. A ball-shaped artificial intelligent robot named the flying brain, because of its trained to follow and interact with a German astronaut blasted off Friday towards the International Space Station aboard SpaceX Dragon cargo ship. Okay, so I guess the flying brain is a robot. I am not keen on robots. I really am not. I am definitely feeling like sooner or later it's going to be Terminator. That movie's going to come through, and they're going to be too smart for us, and they're going to want to wipe humans out. I really believe that. That may be the end of the world that we didn't see coming. But I believe that with all these artificial intelligence, they're going to get too smart for us and not want to listen to us, and they're going to want to eliminate us. So, I mean, you could call me crazy if you want, but whatever. I know it's going to happen. Let's see. He'll be next mass shooter. Who'll be the next mass shooter? Let's see who we got here. Who will be the next mass shooter? Let's see. It says here, he'll be the next mass shooter. Newsroom gunman who killed five, had stalked ex-classmate, got her fired, and forced her to move state, then began vendetta against the newspaper that exposed him. Interesting. The gunman who murdered five people at the newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland, had been flagged up to police as the next mass shooter. You see, again they did nothing. The police, they're useless. What are they doing? You give them a tip and they don't follow up and they don't stop it. Oh, it's so asinine. I can't stand it anymore. Okay, I'm not going to read anymore. It makes my blood pressure go high. Oh, freaking police. What? Where's the NWA song? Unbelievable. Hillary called for strength to resist Trump. Go away, lady. Go away. Go away, Hillary. Crooked Hillary. Go away. Please do us a favor. Hillary refuses to condemn the left becoming uncivil. Calls for strength to resist Trump. The woman is so... is she still alive? She was half dead during the campaign, falling down, collapsing, falling downstairs. Why is she still here? Failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton rejected calls of civility. Yeah, she's a piece of work. You know what I have to say? Actually, let's play this. This is how I feel, Hillary.
You got a face only a mother could love, and she died so she wouldn't have to look at it no more.
That's right. You got a face only a mother can love. Okay, so give me a break. She erupts, eyes widening into indignation. Give me a break. What is more uncivil and cruel than taking children away? That didn't start with Trump. That was in the Obama administration. And he passed, he wrote an executive order to stop doing that. So shut up, woman. Sickening. Lock her up. Lock her up. Lock her up. Lock her up. Lock the corrupt biatch up. So let's see what else we got here. Barricaded exit doors. Pre-planned attack. Oh, so it's a pre-planned. So I don't understand the police. The police were getting tips. I don't understand the police. What are you there for? You get tips and you just ignore the tips. And then when something happens, you say, oh, we were warned about it. It's so ridiculous. I don't understand what's going on. Suspect swore oath to kill Capitol staff years ago and had restraining orders but bought gun legally. Oh, boy. Unbelievable. My back is on fire. I went to my local mall, got a deep tissue massage because I've been having this burning sensation in my right upper back, and I don't know what the heck it is. seemed to have helped a little bit, but I think I needed to keep it going. So I just bought like a massager and I bought some of that stuff that, what do you call it, like an icy hot type stuff, and my back feels like it's on fire. So after I'm doing a newscast here, continue sipping on some wine, red wine. That's right. You know what I want to know? Does anyone else do binge watching? Does anyone binge watch, and why? And how did it become popular? I don't remember, actually. Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe I do. I mean, vaguely when I was growing up, but it wasn't big then. Where they would play, like, they called them a marathon, you know, Lassie marathon, or You Can't Do It on Television marathon, or whatever, where they play back to back to back to back. And so, but they never called it binge watching back then. But clearly, binge watching is huge, especially with all these, with people like myself who have, who DVR plenty of shows that they like, because we're not able to watch all the shows. It's just too many shows. You can't watch them all at once. So you DVR, and then when you get a chance, you binge watch them. And I'm just reminding myself that I'm going to binge watch what is that Netflix Marvel show with Cage, not Nicolas Cage, oh man. You know what I mean, don't make fun. What is the name of it? It's going to bother me until I find it. Luke Cage, that's it. So Luke Cage season 2, I'm probably going to binge watch it when I'm finished doing this show, although I'll start watching it, but I don't want to fall asleep, that's the thing. So I'll probably watch like one or two episodes to get myself into it. Then tomorrow I'll do some more binge watching. I have like a 4-day weekend, so, which is pretty cool. I can definitely binge watch. I don't have to watch it all in one day. It's like certain shows, like when Dexter came out and I was behind, I wanted to catch up, I binge watched like 2 or 3 seasons. Like I literally stayed up from night to day, night to day, night to day until I caught up. And certain shows you just do that with. So anyway, I was wondering if anyone else binge watched and why. And of course, you can always leave a message on our message board, politicalbombshow.cf. Or of course, you can call 323-835-1123 and talk to me about it. So moving right along. Anything good? These sugar gliders. Does anyone have a pet sugar gliders like I do? This was a very rough patch for me because I've never had an exotic pet before, number one. I never had an exotic pet, so they're considered exotic pets, and they're not legal in every state. They used to be legal in my state, but they're now legal. So I have 2 sugar gliders, and if you did your research on them, you can't have one. It will die of loneliness. So I have 2, and I went with 2 females because I did not want to have babies. This is, that would be another thing that the bureaucrats would collect money off of me, because you have to have a special breeding, a special exotic license for breeding sugar gliders. And so, plus I don't have the time to do that. So, and they breed a lot. They don't want to see them breed like rats, but they do get a good amount of babies, like, I don't know, like a good litter. You could look them up if you're interested, but they're pretty much, they're marsupials. They're also known as flying possums, and they're in the possum family, and they're nocturnal, which I've never had nocturnal pets before. And it's at first, because sugar gliders are very, very temperamental. It's a big learning curve to try to take care of them. And mines, they don't like to be touched. The breeder I got them from, she had a stroke, and so she never really had time to hand tame them. And so by the time I got them, and if you know sugar gliders, they're usually in the forest, like in Australia and they live wild there. So mines were wild, and I tried, you know, taming them, but they really bite hard. I draw some blood, sink their teeth in like a pit bull. So I was like, you know what, sugar gliders, all right, you don't want me to touch you, fine. So I just let them be. I mean, they'll let me touch them, but they don't like to be picked up, and they'll jump on top of my head. Well, Zoom will. Matrix, she doesn't really jump. She doesn't like to come out the cage. They're really funny that way. I got this stealth wheel that they love, that they play on all night. I love it too because it doesn't disturb me, and they get to play and have exercise without waking me up. And if you ever heard of sugar glider, when they want your attention, it sounds like they're like a little puppy. They bark like arf, arf. It's really funny, pretty high pitched, like a chihuahua bark almost. But anyway, I went way off course. I didn't mean to talk about sugar gliders, but I love my sugar gliders. But they're very time consuming. They eat certain things you can't feed them. So, okay, let's get back to the news after this break.
Cleaning your prison cell, $1.30 a day. Cooking dinner for 1,000 inmates, $3.20 a day. Mopping the prison floor, $1.40 a day. Your freedom? Priceless. Some things money can't buy. Be smart. Choose freedom.
Political Bombshell.
Okay, so tell us about the new book. What's that? Is that based off of fiction, nonfiction?
These books are religious books of a Christian character. And the new book that's coming out is a book on the parables in the New Testament.
Advertise on our show and help grow your business by visiting advertisecast.com/3318. That's advertisecast.com/3318. We will help your business to grow in leaps and bounds. Visit advertisecast.com/3318.
Grow your business today. Advertise on America's exciting radio podcast. advertisecast.com/3318. That's advertisecast.com/3318.
Okay, welcome back. So we're going to Friday news feed, and I want to get back on the thing that I was talking about. I don't understand why when the cops are warned about sickos, they don't take action before they go out and kill people. I don't understand. Point in blank, here's a story here. Cops were warned. And let's go through the feed here and see what this is exactly. Accused newsroom shooters stalking victim. I warned cops. So one of the victims warned cops. I mean, the guy is sick. You could look at him and see he's a sicko. A woman who claimed that the Capital Gazette shooting suspects had stalked, harassed, and sued her, warned a former police official that he will be your next mass shooter, according to a news report. The woman, whose name was not released, also told local news station WBAL 11 that Jared W. Ramos, who is 38, the shotgun touting man who allegedly burst into the Capital Gazette on Thursday, killing five staffers, was a effing nut job. So, you see, I don't understand why the police don't take these things seriously. I don't understand. Rob Hyacin, 59, Wendy Winters, 65, Rebecca Smith, 34, Harold Fitzman, 61, and John McNamara were shot and killed during Ramos' rampage. It's very sad. It's really sad. I'm trying to struggle. I'd like a police officer or someone in law enforcement or ex-law enforcement to call 323-835-1123 and go on air here and tell me why you think that the police always ignore tips and they let the shootings go on anyway. I'd like to know. Or if you don't want to be on the air, why don't you just go to my politicalbombshow.cf and leave a message anonymously on my message board. I really would like to know why this happens. It makes completely zero sense to me. I don't get it. A congressman said, Rosenstein spying on me. Let's see what this is all about here. Rosenstein is a he also looked like a nut. I mean, I'm looking at this picture of him. He looks like a fool. Republican Texas Representative Louis Gohmert believes government personnel working for Deputy Attorney Rosenstein are spying on his office. He told the WMAL's Morning on the Mall Friday. I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing that. I don't doubt for a minute that he has people who have been looking into my background. I've been told as much by some other folks, Gohmert told WMAL host. Gohmert continued, I've had people who work for the government saying they know everybody that comes in your office. The congressman did not believe any such operation was overseen by Rosenstein personally, but that it was people who worked for him. There's always deniability, he said. So I don't doubt that that's going on. I don't doubt it at all. What do we have here? Claims not comparing herself to Churchill. Okay, I don't know. Doesn't interest me. And what about this witch who won in New York? Abolish ICE. Let's see what this is. Abolish ICE becomes 2020 rallying call. I hope they do run with that. It's definitely a lost cause for them. So keep running with it, Democrats. New rallying call for 2020 Democrats. Abolish ICE. Yay, you freaking fools. Atlanta AP. Several prominent Democrats are mulling over bid for the White House in 2020, sought to bolster their progressive credentials this week by calling for major changes to immigration enforcement, with some pressing for the outright abolishing of the federal government's chief immigration enforcement agency. Yeah, good luck with that. I say run with it. Run with it, please. Run with it, you ignoramuses. I don't understand. I really don't understand them. Canada slaps regulatory tariffs on U.S. Canada, let's see. We will not back down. We will not back down. Oh, I'm so scared, Canada. Get out of here. Canada strikes back at U.S. with a $12.6 billion regulatory tariff announced Friday. We will not escalate and we will not back down, Canada's foreign minister says. Keep it up, you guys. Trump is not like Obama. You guys are not going to win. It's just that simple. Just that simple. Whether you think you're going to win or not. Let's see, what is this? A mother shames mayor Khan on knife crime at public event. What is that name? Mayor Khan. Is that in London? I think that's the London mayor, isn't it? Let's see what's going on. I'm pretty sure that's London. Okay, come on. Yes, it's safe. Come on. What are you doing to me here? These stupid things drives me nuts. Like I said, folks, I'm still getting used to this. Still getting used to this new feed that I have here. I lost my story. Damn it. Oy vey. Jihad in mail. Six dead in Islamic bombing attack and headquarters of anti-terror task force base. Okay, let's see what this is about. It's this stupid thing. It's saying the security, whatever. I said yes. Damn it. Killing me. So, let's see. Come on, give me the story here. Debris scattered in front of a headquarters of the GS Sahel Anti-Terror Task Force in Serbia? I think that's how you pronounce it. Islamist militants have attacked the Malian headquarters. Okay, I don't care. Not that I don't care. I was reading that other story and it just disappeared. I don't know what happened to it. Oh, I know it was under the Geller report. I know it was in here, but I just can't find it. Whatever. I'm just going to have to skip over it, I guess. Let's see here. Weapons of mass manipulation. No kidding, Michelle Malkin. No kidding. No kidding at all. Confirmation bias damages reputation. It ruins credibility. It destroys lives. I couldn't have said it better myself. When researchers ignore contradictory data that undermines their assumptions, junk science prevails. When police conduct investigations with predetermined outcomes, wrongful convictions abound. And when reporters cherry-pick facts and distraught images to serve political agendas, media outlets become dangerous weapons of mass manipulation. So true, Michelle. So true.
Will you come play with me? Please. I don't want to be alone. We can play forever and ever and ever. Da 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 I see you. Do you see me? Won't you come play? Please? I won't be any trouble. Dolly says we'll have lots of fun. Da-da-da.
Set fire to your hair, poke a stick at a grizzly bear, eat medicine that's out of date, use your private parts as piranha bait. Dumb ways to die, so many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die, so many dumb ways to die. Get your toast out with a fork, do your own electrical work, teach yourself how to fly, eat a 2-week-old unrefrigerated pie. Dumb ways to die, so many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die, so many dumb ways to die. Invite a psycho killer inside, scratch a drug dealer's brand new ride, take your helmet off in outer space, use a clothes dryer as a hiding place. Dumb ways to die, so many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die, so many dumb ways to die. Keep a rattlesnake as a pet, sell both your kidneys on the internet, eat a tube of super glue. I wonder, what's this red button do? Dumb ways to die, so many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die, so many dumb ways to die. Dress up like a moose during hunting season, disturb a nest of wasps for no good reason, stand on the edge of a train station platform, drive around the boom gates at a level crossing, run across the tracks between the platforms. They may not rhyme, but they're quite possibly dumbest ways to die.
Welcome back to Political Bomb Show. Visit our website, politicalbombshow.cf. Leave a message on our message board. Want to be on the show? Call 323-835-1123. Back to the Friday Night News. Marginalizing Malena. I know they're definitely doing that. There's just no question in my mind. And to me, in my life anyway, she is one of the best, if not the best, first ladies in my lifetime. Okay, let's just read this. Need more evidence that there are two Americas? Here. Left-wing hatred of Melania Trump is inversely proportional to flyover administration for the First Lady. In just the last month, late-night clown Jimmy Kimmel mocked Trump's Slovenia accent. CNN contributor April Ryan attacked her as not culturally American. Former Hillary Clinton spokesman Felipe Rhines, I believe how you pronounce that, derided her gentle present at former President George H.W. Bush's wife, Barbara Bush's funeral. You know, let's see how smart you are. The woman knows, how many languages does she speak? I don't even remember, more than I can. I only speak English. She speaks, and the English is not her native language, though. She speaks many languages, so. She's very intelligent, she's very beautiful, and she's doing a great job as the First Lady, so. All you guys could just screw yourselves, pretty much, is what I'm trying to say, in plain English, to keep it clean. The Uncle Tom card is dead. I agree with that. I work with someone, he insists on calling me Uncle Tom. I keep telling him, my name isn't Tom and I'm not the uncle of anyone. Let's see here. Here is the short list of prominent conservatives and independent thinkers who've been accused by their critics of being an Uncle Tom or something to that effect. We have the White House press secretary, but Sarah Sanders, but I don't understand. I thought Uncle Tom was someone who was black and they were accused of being white. I don't know. Anyway, U.S. Ambassador, UN, Nikki Haley. I'm confused with the definition of Uncle Tom. This is interesting. I thought it was, maybe I may have gotten it wrong. Did the definition change? Anyway, I don't care. I'm no one's Uncle Tom. I'm not the uncle of anyone. I'm not Tom. Or maybe I have an uncle. I think my sister do have a baby. So does it make me uncle? I think it does. But my name isn't Tom. Okay, let's keep it rolling, 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 rolling. Okay. The student data mining scandal under our noses. I don't really care. National Review. I don't really like anything from there, honestly. I'm just gonna glaze right over. I can't read all my feeds, but let's dive into the liberal feed. Let's see what's cooking in the liberal side of things. Start off with, let's see what's cooking in the political. Weed. I don't care about that. Trump's man snubbed as UN picks new migration boss. Snubs me. Republicans need an even stronger U.S. economy to hold onto the House. BS. I don't know if you guys have firecrackers going off in your neighborhood, but they're driving me nuts. I'm literally be trying to sleep, and these damn firecrackers are popping left and right. It's killing me. Anyway, let's continue reading here. Washington, the Routers. Every 2 years, a small league of political scientists or economists fire up computer models. You know, I can't read this liberal crap. I can't do it. I can't and I won't do it. Let's see, talking points. Let's see what they have in talking points. Trump on trade, Russia on and NATO. Judge says Putin ally must get my okay before seeing evidence in Russia troll case. Trump will announce his Supreme Court nominee July 9th. Yeah, okay, I know all this stuff already. All right, that's enough news reading. Let's go to movies, movie reviews or TV series reviews when I get back.
Arrow, I'm Chinese. I was wondering if you would like some beef with broccoli. I come over from Beijing. I pray ping pong and pray to Buddha and say ching chong chong ching. Arrow, you want sake? Or you want California dragon roll with ginger and wasabi? If you're hungry, call me. I get you table in my restaurant with free fortune cookie. There's a smart difference between ranch and dinner price. Harold from the Far East Side, our war goes for
back. Now let's do the last part of the Friday edition of the show, and we will do reviews on movies. And we're going with Rotten Tomatoes this week. And seeing that I am going to binge watch, and I'm probably going to probably start tomorrow because it's pretty late now and I'm going to fall asleep. I don't want to fall asleep, but let's see what they say about Marvel's Luke Cage season 2. That's And I'm not going to read these. If there's spoilers, I'm not reading these reviews. But you know how they go by percentages. So it's always out of 100%. And Rotten Tomato, they give it 84%, while the audience gives it 73%. So the audience gives it a lower rating than the and Rotten Tomatoes. Let's see here. Let's see. I'm not going to read. It seems like there might be spoilers, so I don't want to be spoiled myself, so I'm not going to read this. I'm just going to read what they give it percentage-wise to give you an... Leave No Trace. They give that 100%. That's coming out. That came out today, June 29th. Huh, what is this one about? I've always been looking for a movie to go see. What is this one about? Rotten Tomato gave it 100%. The audience gave it 94%, which is still high. And, I'm going to have to add this one to my list of watches. I don't remember what this is about. I could watch the trailer later, I guess. I'll leave this open. Watch the trailer later. I don't really know what that... Where that one came from. I don't remember that. Let's see here. I'm just going to read for this week. In case you're going to the movies for this week. Or the weekend, rather. Day of the Soldado. That opened. Tickets available June 29th. That only got 63%. Uncle Drew, 63%. I already said Leave No Trace. I got 100%. Three Identical Strangers, 94%. Dark River, 77%. Jurassic Park, I agree with this rating because I went to see it. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. They gave it a 51%. I would give it about that, 50% actually. I'd give it a 50%. What else we got? Incredible 2, I haven't seen yet, but I heard good things. I got 93%. Ocean's 8, I'm not going to see that. I'm sorry. Call me sexist if you want, but Ocean 8 was not meant to be like this. I'm not watching it. Tag, I heard good things about. They only gave it 55%. But I heard really that it's really funny, so I'm probably definitely going to go see that. Deadpool 2, they gave it 82%. Yeah, I'd probably give it 85%. Solo, I didn't go see. It gave that 71%. Hereditary, I did go see. 89%, that's about right. 89%. Superfly, I have no intentions of seeing. 51%. Avengers Infinity War, gave that 83%. I would give it probably a 93%. Won't You Be My Neighbor, 99%. I don't know what that is. So that's movies for you and box office. Coming to theater soon. Ant-Man and the Wasp, July 6th, that's coming and it's got 88%. So I'm guessing these critics may have gotten a copy beforehand. Sorry to Bother You, coming July 6th, that got 95%. Fireworks got 60%. Bleeding Steel got 22%. Rampage, I went to see that. It gave it a 52% on the Endless. I don't know what that is, 97%. These are all for DVD and streaming movies. Gemini got 77%. Tyler Perry, Acrimony got 22%. I've never been a big fan of that. I'm sorry, it's just not for me with the Medina BS. I'm not watching it. I'm just not interested in watching that. It's just, it reminds me of the movie. What's that movie with Eddie Murphy when he was dressing up as a woman? The Clumps or whatever. Been there, done that. And that's it for this edition. So have a good weekend and enjoy yourselves.
Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.